Oh, brother, believe me, I tell you the truth. I tell you what is the truth. God knows that I'm telling you the truth. You just believe me with all your heart. Maybe you can't understand this about the coming of the Lord and the carnal church and so forth. And some of you, right from this state, wrote me a letter and said, when the anointing is on you, you can discern spirits. So then, of course, we believe you're a prophet. Now, I never said I was a prophet. You said so. See? But you say, but in your teaching, Brother Branham, about all that fanaticism about receiving the Holy Ghost and all this stuff and living, we can't believe that. And all this other stuff about you were eternally before the world elected. And that's what the Bible said you were. I never had nothing to say about it. The Bible said that. I'm just saying what the Bible said. Yes, sir. And the beast deceive all upon the earth whose names are not written in the Lamb's Book of Life before the foundation of the world. That's right. That's the reason people today, when you're not called, how can you come? That's right. I don't know who's called and who isn't. I just cast the net and I might get crawfish and snakes and water spiders and everything else, but all thing I'm doing is pulling a net. God's the one who judges. That's all. I'll tell you, the Spirit of God is here. And if the Spirit of God can tell me the secret of your heart, the Spirit of God can recognize His Word and come right back and preach the Word. I've never preached nothing else yet, but what was in this Bible, I stayed right with it. I believe in the baptism of the Holy Ghost. You said you was a Baptist. I'm a Baptist that received the Holy Ghost. I received the baptism of the Holy Ghost. I believe in the second coming of Christ. I believe every word that's wrote in that Bible and preach it just the way it's wrote. I don't turn one thing or spiritualize anything. I just say it's wrote. That's the way I believe it.